Good day. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive right into the news from around Australia, beginning with a critical economic indicator that has sounded an alarm. Recently, Australia recorded a historic drop in real per capita household disposable income of 8% since mid-2022, marking the most substantial decrease among developed nations. In contrast, the OECD saw a rise of 1.8% last year, while our income at home fell by 1.1%. This national decline could bring along some economic hurdles, with potential impacts on household spending, business demand in retail, and service sectors. To dodge an economic slowdown, experts are encouraging efforts to boost productivity and trade. Policymakers are in the hot seat, expected to devise strategies aimed at stimulating growth and improving our competitiveness on a global scale. Moving to the property market, the news is quite contrasting. There's been a skyrocketing leap in Australian house prices, setting a new record of an eye-watering $11.3 trillion as of last month. The blooming values mean the average home price sits at a cool $1 million, and over a third of all homes are valued beyond this figure. The impact. It means homeowners are seeing fantastic equity growth, but it's thrown down the gauntlet for those looking to buy or rent. Amidst growing concerns over affordability, there's been talk of policy intervention with a call for strategic urban planning and affordable housing investments to counter the continuing upswing in property values. From concrete to crypto, Bitcoin is reportedly poised for a surge, potentially approaching unprecedented heights of up to $200,000 by year end. The predicted climb is the result of positive market sentiment and a bullish stance of the U.S. administration towards digital currencies. Despite this optimism, crypto watchers warn that unclear global regulations could still pose a bump in the ride, adding to market volatility. Rounding up today's reports, Asgard, Westpac's investment platform, has grabbed headlines with its announcement of a significant increase in insurance premiums. Changes will range from as small as 0.7% to as steep as 94.6%. Dubbed as a necessary step to address rising claims and operating costs, these changes will kick in come July 4th. Understandably, this comes as a bitter pill for clients. However, Asgard has voiced its commitment to offering guidance to those affected. The ripple effect of this could potentially jolt other financial institutions towards adopting a similar stance in their insurance provisions. That's all for today's Financial Services News Wrap. For more insight into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off till next time. Stay tuned and stay informed.